looking out at the devastation. I'm still here. I'm here.
Once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I greet you, it's been a long time since we've done a drive time. And, I greet you in that name that is above every other name, because you know what? He is over it all. So everything that you see that's going on in the world right now, all the stuff that's out there, listen, it is what it is. But you and I, we keep following Jesus because we know the source. We know the one in whom we have believed, and we are persuaded that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above beyond all that we ask, think, even can imagine. Now, why does the world work so hard to get a hold of our consciousness? Why does it work so hard to get a hold of our thought process? Because if it can steer us in another way, then now we have difficulty hearing the voice of God. The word is the sower sows the seed. And when the seed is planted and it falls on the different soils. Well, what is it that chokes it and makes it unfruitful? The worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this life can choke that out. Why does the devil come to try to steal it away? He doesn't want it to take root in the first place. So the enemy is always trying to keep that word of God away from you, away from your life, away from your heart, away from from growing in you. Because if it grows in you, it will grow up to destroy his kingdom. This is important to understand. The word growing in you is the destruction of them. Is the destruction of their system. For this reason, Christ Jesus was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. So, we know this is scriptural. We know this is part of our reality. We know that this is part of our call. Now, you know, when you've come out of the church system, when you've come out of a religious system, whatever background, whatever religion that you may have experienced and been part of in the past, you also know that that too is a trap. That too is a deception. That too is a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. And if you don't love the truth, you'll be given over to a powerful delusion. Now, what's a good test? Well, like in that one, cast aside every weight and the things that so easily beset and run the race that God set in front of you. You know what? Most people that go into those systems, they become dead weights. And one thing about a weight is if you leave a weight somewhere, you come back a year later, it's still going to be in the exact same place. Why? Because it's dead weight. Dead weight's not going anywhere. There's no life in it. So I've gone back through old churches, places that I've had some association or had some pass through in part of my own journey, and I go back through there, they're in the exact same place I left them 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 10, 15 years ago. Exact same place. They haven't grown, they haven't learned, they haven't moved forward in anything of God. They're just sitting there waiting, week to week to week. Dead weight. You know it. You know I'm telling you the truth. You've seen it for yourself. You've experienced it for yourself. So now, that being the case, how now do we live? Well, we go forward, not with those that are not going anywhere. We go forward with the spirit of truth. We go forward with the spirit of life. We go forward with that which God calls us to do. Now, in each step, you've got to be willing, if it calls for it, to go at it alone. You've got to be willing to, just like Abraham, why is he the father of our faith? Well, he heard the voice of God. He left everything and followed him. Even if he was the only one, he knew that God had spoken to him. And you got to know that God's spoken to you. And if it's the case, and you got to do it alone, fine, you'll do it alone. But you're willing to go forward with that which God's doing. And the thing is that as time goes on, when you've heard the voice of God, it'll resonate. Other people themselves will eventually that you will have people that will help you. You will have people that will support you. You will have people that will join in with that vision that God's given you. But you got to be willing to go it alone. And you got to be willing, if necessary, to be alone the whole time. Jesus on the cross died alone. Jesus on the cross, that was it. He was, you know, it was the reality of what he ended up having to deal with. And if that's the case too, that's okay. Because you know in whom you have believed and you are persuaded. And you know, ultimately, in death, we're all alone anyways. You know, outside of the Spirit of God that you want to be one with him. But you've got to know it for yourself, and you got to be willing to do it. Just if that's what it comes to, then sure. Because with all the associations that men and women have had, and all the times that they want to have people there and security and all of that, that is an illusion. Because what is truly secure in this life? What is truly secure in this world? You're not guaranteed your next breath. You're not. We're not guaranteed our next breath. That which is in our lungs is on loan from God. So, keeping that healthy reality, then you say, okay, well, that, since even my very breath is dependent on the Spirit of the living God, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do with this next breath? What do you want me to do with this next moment of reality? What do you want me to do with this next intention? Now, you can understand that based on just that, the devil is going to want to keep you away from that question. So Now the devil was defeated, from the foundation of the world, the Lamb was slain. So the seeds of his defeat were already in place even before the crucifixion. But the crucifixion was the culmination of the defeat of the devil. And had they known that which would have happened as a result of the crucifixion, they would have done everything they could to have tried to stop it. They would have tried to keep Jesus from the cross, not trying to take him to the cross. They would have tried to keep him from the cross. You know, that's going to happen again, multiple times in what we're coming into. There's going to be all kinds of things where the devil will think that he's pushing forward his purposes, but in the things that he pushes forward in, he's actually going to be sealing his own destruction. And if he, and when he looks at that, in hindsight, he's going to say, and he's going to wish he didn't do certain things, knowing what the final outcome is. Now, I'm not going to go into too much depth on some of that, because I know the enemy does listen in here, but I can see it. And so the enemy, and that's why they're always trying to gather up information too. But there's a difference between, without wisdom, you can gather all the knowledge in the world. Without wisdom, which shows you what to do with knowledge, without understanding, which is a given by God. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. So you got to get it from the source, and the devil's cut off from the source. So for you, child of the living God, you have knowledge. You have knowledge. The world gathers knowledge too, but you also have understanding. You also have wisdom, which comes from the throne. So that means that you know what to do in the time that you're in. You know the direction to take. And sometimes some of the things that God has us to do, to the world's eyes, is going to be counterintuitive. But in God's sight, that is the way that you want to go. And you want to trust Him. And you know what? It pleases Him when you trust Him. It pleases Him when you take a risk. It pleases Him when you put yourself out there and you don't have a safety net. Now, we don't put God to the test, but we do follow Him. And sometimes God's going to test us. Sometimes God's going to test that word that He's put in us, and to see, are you willing to follow it? Are you willing to trust it? Are you willing to trust the way that He speaks and has spoken to you? You know, I was doing some reading and studying and discussion recently, on Joseph, on Daniel, on these guys that, you know, God would show them things. And He would give them a word, and he would put something in their hearts, and then life and circumstance would take everything in the exact opposite direction. So you get a word about something that's going to happen, and then you end up in something totally different that's contrary to that word. Joseph, contrary to the word, God speaks to him about you know, he sees the vision of the stars and bowing down, and the sheaves bowing down to his, and all of that kind of thing. And in the end, he gets sold into slavery at 17. Joseph, a human trafficking victim, by his own family. Hello. How many times has that happened through history? His own family sells him into slavery. But in the middle of that, the word is born true. And the word tested him until it was proven. And then in God's time, it came forward. That's why the devil doesn't want that to come to fruition, because there is a blossoming of the word. And before you see the fruit of that word, before you see the flower of that word, it's got to push through. It's got to push through that soil. It's got to push up that stalk. It's got to go. It's got to come up. And there's pain in growth. There's pain in so many things that we experience as the children of God. But you got to still trust. You got to still go forward. You got to just say, okay, you know what? Lord, I'm going to trust you. And I'm going to go forward. And I'm going to set my face like flint towards whatever it is that you have for me to do. What Jesus, when the time of the crucifixion was drawing near, Jesus went in that direction and nothing would deter him from it. And you got to know that. I mean, so even his closest disciples were trying to get in front of him and say, you know, Lord, say this is never going to be, say it's never going to happen. And Jesus was like, you know, get behind me, Satan. I, you're thinking about the things of men. I'm got to do the will of the Father. You know what? There's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to want to save your life, that are going to want to keep you from any type of difficulty or struggle or strain. And they're well-meaning. But in so many of those cases, they're thinking like a man. They're thinking like a woman. They're thinking like a human. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. You want the thoughts of God, because in that process too, there's going to be peace. There's going to be life. There's going to be purpose. You're going to be on that razor's edge. You know, I recently was down by... down by the beach, and you know, the waves are crashing and things like that. And in that process of being on the beach, I mean, there's so much happening there, because life and death and the sea and the land are meeting right there. And I think that's probably one reason why so many people love the beach, is because there's an abundance of things that are happening in that space. And there is just life and death is happening right there on that edge. So God is calling us to live. He's calling us to trust. He's calling us to go forward with Him in this time. And you don't want to listen to and follow the worlders, because they don't have an answer or a solution for you. You don't want that, because they got nothing for you. Now, you can be aware of where they're coming from. You can listen to them if you want to just have a frame of reference of their thinking. But they don't have a solution for you. They don't have an answer for you. They don't have even a frame of reference that's worth anything. So you want to be trusting the way that God speaks. And you want to be trusting the way that He shows you. And if you don't, they will take you in a way that will save your life in this world. But in the end, you're going to miss what God's doing. How many people have missed what God was wanting them to do because they tried to save their lives in this world? There's so many people that look back on their life with regret and remorse because they never lived a real life. They never lived a true thing. So you can't do it by going the way of the world. And you can't do it by trusting the worlders. Right now, with the things going on in the world, they flip-flop all over the place. They have no consistency, no rudder, no clear direction about anything. I'm amazed when I listen to worlders how they'll be so adamant about one stance, one position, and then tomorrow things will shift and they'll change their position entirely, and then after that, they're it's the next thing is going to be They just switched, and now you're supposed to keep up with them on that next switch. So they'll change how they feel about something, and now, if you supported them in their old position, or if you support them in their new position, now you just got to kind of be with them wherever they are right now, because they don't even know, they don't have a rudder, they don't have a compass, they're a ship at sea with just, there's no mast, there's no rudder. They're just being tossed. They're just in this boat where they're just being tossed around. I mean, it's sad to see, but that's where they're coming from, because they're leaning on their own understanding. Lean not on all on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge the Lord. Seek Him. He will direct your path. That's what you want and what you need in the time that we live in right now. Not the answers of the world, because they have no answers for you. And you know what? I mean, my dad and I were talking about this one recently, too. The more the words, the less the meaning. So, you know, with the worlders, they are just... There's no end to what they're going to put out as far as words and things that they say, but there's no meaning. They just want your attention. Oh, this thing about attention has been pretty powerful. You know, if you withdraw your attention and you withdraw your consent from their system, they just start to wither and die, and they will do everything they can to try to get it back. But you don't have to do that. You don't have to go with them. You don't have to go with their way. You don't have to go with their plan and purpose. You don't have to trust them. And when you start, and as much as they, you know, want you to, as much as they push for that, listen, you don't have to be apologetic at all, because you're trusting God. You don't have to make sense to them at all. We don't make sense to them. We never will. And we are of two different kingdoms. We're of two different sides. As much as possible, we try to help. We try to bless. We try to build. We try to do good. Even to those that persecute us and hate us, we forgive, we release, we let go as the Spirit of God lets us. We don't be stupid. Listen, don't be stupid about things. Don't just open yourself up to get shot. You know, put yourself where God would have you to be, because then if you take a hit, you're taking it with purpose. You know, every hit that Jesus took on the cross was with a purpose, with a reason. There was purpose in that engagement. So you want that. You don't want to be just randomly getting knocked around for no reason. But God will show you. God will lead you. God will direct you. You've got to trust. So in this process, we're getting and moving forward in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. We're learning and trusting the voice of the Holy Spirit. We're moving forward and doing exploits. God is having His children now do exploits. God is having His people now pray and things change. God's having His people now engage and things shift. God is moving things, because you know what? Also, the frequencies are shifting. And they're shifting in the way of light, in the way of truth, in the way of God's plan and purpose. So the times have shifted. And as all of this is taking place, listen, rejoice. Because you see that the kingdom is drawing near. And God's purposes are being manifest in and through you. It's not what it was before. And you that have persisted in the things of God, you're blessed by God. So trust. And know that He that began a good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. So with that, just know that we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We love you guys. Hey, we'll talk to you again sometime soon. Always, you're welcome to say hi. We'd love to hear from you. All right, talk to you later. God bless you. Bye.